There are not many things that are more deeply rooted in family tradition than life on the farm. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Josh Scramlin. And these traditions can get passed down from generation to generation. And before you know it, those traditions, and more importantly, the family farm itself, has been in the family for 100 years, or in some cases, 150 years. Each year, all the Wisconsin farms that have been in the same family for the required amount of time are designated as a century farm for 100 years, or a sesquicentennial farm for 150 years. The ceremony to recognize these farms recently took place at the Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. Over 650 people attended the event as families from around the state proudly told their family stories and picked up that coveted historical sign to hang on their farm. When I was at the event, I spoke with John Yingling, the chair of the board of directors of the Wisconsin State Fair, and he was just as excited as anyone at the event as he loves honoring Wisconsin's ag history.
This is an exciting time. This breakfast celebrated 100 and 150 year family farms can't be more exciting than that at the 2019 Wisconsin State Fair.
Now, how do you even put into words the work and the generations that have made this possible? It's such a cool event to come to. And for you to host everybody here, it's got to be really cool, right?
Oh, it's just tremendous. It's one of the premier events at this state fair, every state fair, and it just shows the passion, dedication that we have in our agriculture industry.
Something that I really like that you said during your speech was, you know, a lot of businesses don't last for 100 years, but these farms are lasting for 100, 150 years. Could you maybe just talk about that?
Well, it isn't that unique, because here we are in West Allis, and West Allis was created because it was west of Allis Chalmers. Allis Chalmers no longer exists, but all these farms still do in Wisconsin. What does that show? Passion, dedication, and commitment, not just from one generation, but generation to generation to generation.
Now, for each person, I know they receive a standing ovation, they receive the applause, but then they get a sign. Can you maybe just walk me through what these people get for their honor?
Yeah, you know, it is a sign and a photo, and I will tell you, and I've talked to many people, that sign is so important. They will put that out front, by their mailbox, by their entrance, to celebrate that they have been here in Wisconsin, doing business, operating for 100 and 150 years.
Do you notice that there's more people that are coming to this event? Because, quite frankly, I was like, you know, it could be a long drive for some people. But they're coming from the farthermost north part of the state. They are here for this.
You know, it is absolutely insane. Yes, they are coming from the northern part of the state. I've talked to people and have indicated, well, where did you stay? They say, well, we drove down. We got up at midnight. We got up at 1 a.m. We drove down to be here. They'll spend the day at the Wisconsin State Fair. They'll turn around and go back. You know, that just shows the passion and dedication. Me, I need 8 hours.
Yes.
They don't seem to need any sleep. They are truly Wisconsin's Energizer buddies.
One of those families that made the trek to Milwaukee to be recognized that day was the Kust family of Marinette County. And for them, this day was very, very special.
My name is Paul Kust. I am the grandson of Peter James Kust, who bought the farm in 1919.
I'm Marie Kust Erbstaser, and I'm also a granddaughter of Grandpa Kust.
I am Marianne Kust, and I am lucky enough to be married into the family.
100 years. Does it feel like 100 years?
I've born and raised on this piece of property. I'm 68 years old. I've made a living on this farm, and it's a pleasant experience. I was so pleased to see what response they gave us here at the state fair. It was remarkable. A lot of people appreciate farming. I feel like I'm more appreciated now than ever.
And can you just give me a quick family history of how your grandpa started the farm and how it's been passed down generation through generation?
Immigrants from Europe, 1860s, they came to Pilsen. From Pilsen, my grandfather moved up to the Coleman Pound area. His wife was a Gabriel, and that family also were immigrants and all farm backgrounds, small farming, very much subsistence type farming. Raised our large gardens, had good fresh dairy milk to drink. Pigs were raised, so we had our own pork, beef production, raised chickens for eggs and for eating. Throughout the years, I was in 4-H for 18 years and FFA for 4 years. And it was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. As somebody that's married into the family, and try not to cry on me, okay? Everybody's crying around here, and I cry a lot too. But as soon as you married into the family, could you just feel the history? And now it's probably all just coming full circle for you, right?
Absolutely. A lot of pride in the heritage of the family. Oh, excuse me.
Okay.
Cheesemakers that were winners at the Wisconsin State Fair, involved in the youth of our county, Marinette County, always involved in farm and farm production, and our children were part of the Ferris of the Fair, and we all felt the joy of living in the country, the opportunity to raise our family in a situation where we felt was a good learning experience, good educationally as far as a background for the future for them. To bring their children back, we will have 5 generations on our property that we do now. And so proud of our heritage, all of us.
And then to be recognized 100 years for the state of Wisconsin to say, you know, this is really, really cool what you guys have done, and we want to give you this sign. I'm going to direct this question at you. I mean, what's running through your mind as you're at this reception today?
It's just outstanding. Unfortunately, I don't live in Wisconsin anymore, but this is just fabulous to come back to. I'm a third generation, and just hearing this history, it just chokes you up, and it makes you remember Grandpa Peter and Grandma Barbara and our dad, Ed and Leona, and our mom, and all the things that went before us, and the wholesome way we grew up, 4-H, the camps, all the experiences, that type of thing. And the honor of knowing that it'll stay in our family for more years because it's now moving on with Paul and Mary Ann's family.
As soon as you get home, is the sign going in the front yard?
Oh, definitely. We'll be putting it probably on the barn that we've renewed because it was the family farm. My father and mother lived in the barn a few years before they were able to build a house. We like our pets. We have horses, had many goats. We still have donkeys and rabbits, and it's going to go probably on the side of the barn so that it'll be well taken care of.
Are you going to cry on the way home?
I cry all the time. I'm just a big baby. But crying with pride and joy and the pleasure of having had this opportunity is just amazing. My next goal is to get the barn in the historical registry as a house barn because there are not many in the state. And the state of Wisconsin has a lot of house barns that you can view, so I would recommend that anybody who's listening take an opportunity to check that out. Also, another interesting thing is all the barn quilts that you will see in the Shawano, Marinette County areas that people have put on their barns that kind of tell a bit of the history of the owners. Mm-hmm. So that's a wonderful thing as well.
And then you guys have kind of already touched on it, and this is my final question. What's the next 100 years looking like?
Well, I have a son building a home this very summer on the property. He has 2 children. And they very much are attached to the land like I was, so I think it's very possible they'll be back.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to try to be back by then, but 50 years is a long time, but I am sure that my son and my grandson, my daughters and their children will take great pride in coming to the 150-year celebration here at the State Fair.
I want to give my warmest congratulations to not only the Kust family, who I got to know very well that day, but to every single family that attended the event as they received the giant honor of becoming a centennial farm or a sesquicentennial farm. Congratulations once again to all that received their sign that day. And from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Josh Scramlin.